Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We continue our series, if you will, on trusting in God, and today we come to part 5. And today we're looking into Psalm, the 46th Psalm actually, and verse 10. And this is what it says. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Oh, beloved, those words. When you hear those words, you know that God is speaking. When you hear those words, you know the Father is making a statement. Be still and know that I am God. What has this got to do with trust? I'm glad you asked me. When we hear iconic words like this, when we hear, be still and know that I am God, we trust that those are the words of God. We trust they are His words. I will be honored by every nation, declares Almighty God. I will be honored throughout the world, says our Heavenly Father again. When we hear those words, we know that 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 those are the words of Almighty God. We know God is speaking. Let me take you real quick to another passage of Scripture. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and let's go from verse 1. It says this, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel. The one who formed you says," once again, God Almighty is speaking. Now, when we read these words, we know God Almighty is talking. We know it because Scripture tells us so. What is the point of turning to Scripture if we're going to look at Scripture and not believe what it says? That is why we turn to Scripture. That is why we know that Scripture is the inspired Word of God. We know that, that we know that, that we know that. And therefore, by us knowing it, we trust. We trust that this is the Word of God. When the Word of God says something to us, and we trust God, why don't we trust what He says? That is the point I'm trying to make here. Why is it that all of a sudden we don't trust what He says? When God has said something to us, why aren't we believing that those words are actually coming from Him and He is actually saying it? Look what He says here. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you, says your God. This is what Almighty God is saying to you right now. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. Beloved, God Almighty is saying to you today, during this Hour One Nugget, I've called you by name. You are mine. I'm not going to go into this scripture particularly because I could preach about this all day long. Suffice it to say, in verse 4 he says, others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you. God Almighty is telling you how much He loves you. He's saying to you, beloved, I love you. I love you so, so much. I cannot tell you how much I love you. It's impossible for me to say. But He says it. And He continues to say it. In today's particular scripture, He's saying to you, be still and know that I am God. Just those words when He says, be still and know that I am God. And I believe he's saying these words to you today because he's saying you are going through such a tumultuous time. You're going through such a hard time at the moment. And you can't see a way out. You can't see how this is all going to end because you're not looking toward me. Because you have taken your eyes away from me. I believe God is saying that to you now. So please, beloved, listen to what I'm saying to you. I believe God Almighty is saying, because you have taken your eyes away from me, even for a moment, this is why you are going through these hard times. But now I say to you, declares the Lord, if you would turn back to me, if you would turn your eyes to me and keep your eyes focused on me, then you know that you can be still and know that I am God. Powerful words. I believe the Lord is saying to you very clearly right now, you need to be still. You need to stop flapping. You need to stop running around, disappearing up your own rear end, as it were. What you need to do is you need to stop. You need to take stock. You need to look toward Almighty God. You need to be still before Almighty God and not flap and not panic. Because you can see no way out of this predicament. But Almighty God has already made the way clear for you. And if you were to just be still, you would know the way to go. You would know which direction to turn. You would know what you had to do because Almighty God would tell you. So he says to you today, be still and know that I am God. He goes on to say, I will be honored by every nation, not by one or two nations, by not six or seven, but by every nation of the world. Almighty God says he will be honored by every nation in the world. And then he goes on to say, I will be honored throughout the world. This is why God is speaking to you in this wonderful way now, beloved. He's saying to you, you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you. I believe the Lord is saying to you, why would he allow anything bad to happen to you? Because he loves you so much. He has promised to provide for you. Jesus says in the prayer that he taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. That's what Jesus has taught us to say. And so therefore, that is why God will provide. He provided for the children of Israel as they came from Egypt, as they were led by Moses. He brought manna from heaven for them every single day, day in, day out. He never failed. He always brought them water. And when you see the film, The Ten Commandments, you see these 1,000 people coming out of Egypt. In actual fact, there were over 1 million people that came out of Egypt. And it was over 1 million people that Moses was looking after. Over 1 million people. And God Almighty provided for them every single day. Stop panicking, beloved. Stop running around like a headless chicken. Stop trying to work out problems that you can't possibly work out because your Heavenly Father says, be still and know that I am God. In other words, turn your eyes toward Jesus and keep your eyes focused on him and keep your eyes focused there all the time and just be still. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, Father. We give you the honor and we give you the glory and the power. In Jesus' mighty name, may you be glorified through every nation and every country of the world. Amen and amen.